Blog Talk Radio.
I am Allie Nicole, Wow She Does It All, and the founder of the Wow Seed Media. The Wow Seed Media features several signature production segments, and they're each hosted on different platforms. But on this platform, we feature expertpreneurs, and some are thought leaderpreneurs, entrepreneurs, small business owners, solopreneurs, and also some are speakers, and they provide their worthwhile, outstanding works, which I call your Wow Missions, and they provide these to the marketplace and actually the world at large. Certainly would love for you to follow us on Facebook, and you can learn more about the signature segments that I mentioned at www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. Well, today we are joined by the one and only Chief Digital Media Communications Authority, Rob Deptford, who has also been featured on the Wow Seat segment, Broadcasting Your Wow Factor Using Digital Media, and also the On-Camera Confidence Factor. And you can actually check those out in our archives. Check those segments out. They're really amazing. I'm glad to have him back in the Wow Seat today, because he's going to be sharing about the branding anchor advantage of broadcasting your business. And also in this segment, we will be highlighting Rob's publication, The Business Broadcasting Advantage, How Not to Vanish in the Digital First Business Era. Such an awesome publication. I had the privilege to contribute the foreword to this work. And also Rob has contributed the foreword to my publication, The Brand Broadcasting Effect is the Next Level Business Communication Factor for Brand Positioning and Multimedia Marketing Success. It's an action planner. Both of those resources are available on Amazon. A little bit about Rob and I, some of what we've done together in addition to co-authoring books. We've conducted several conversational training series together. We've done podcast features, and we're also the creators of the Media to a Platform New Definition Broadcasting for Digital Media. Super excited because we both share an immense background in the media communications aspect of journalism, radio and television broadcasting, branding for the digital space, you name it. We certainly have the background and expertise in this field, and that's why we enjoy doing so much together and being able to share especially this new aspect with the digital space during this time. I also want to mention that Rob is one of my celebritypreneur experts for the Wow Seat or Wowlywood platform, and you can check that platform out on Spreaker. And he also joins us on this platform as one of our Wow Seat expertpreneurs. So I'm excited to have him back to share on this media domination topic today. Welcome back to the Wow Seat, Rob.
Well, thanks for having me back. You know, as you say all that, I feel exhausted. We've been doing a lot.
Because now I wonder why I'm so tired, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I thought it was energizing for you.
No, it really is. It really is.
Yeah,
energizing.
I know.
As you say, with our common backgrounds,
yeah.
In some ways, this is what gets us into trouble sometimes, right? We have to.
You're absolutely right.
The clock is ticking.
Right. Exactly. Because we can talk like forever, and then we start going on about various things when there's like a short segment. But I love always being able to share the space with you, no matter what the platform is, because we always have great things to talk about, and especially as it relates to this topic. So let's just dive on in to talking about this, because I know you have quite a bit to say. So you ready?
Oh, yeah, always.
Oh, of course. All right, so I just want to just start by asking you, since, you know, this highlight of what we're going to be talking about is really the advantages of leveraging sort of the anchor effect and the broadcasting. So talk about what are the advantages of leveraging the anchor effect to broadcast one's brand and business.
Sure. Well, you know, where this comes from, this particular analogy comes from for me is, you know, going back to our media backgrounds and thinking about in terms of a news anchor and what I call the 6 o'clock news anchor effect. You know, growing up, I'm a solid Gen Xer, right? So the only screen in our house was the television. And we watched a news program every evening in our home. And it was the same news program every evening. So inevitably, it was the same news anchor every evening coming into our living room. And, you know, that didn't just happen by accident. We definitely had fewer choices than maybe what we have in the media today. But, you know, there were still multiple channels with multiple news programs. And, you know, my dad at the time made the choice to watch a particular program. So the guy's name was Tony Parsons. I remember him well. And he was in our living room every evening at 6 o'clock. And he just, you know, when you have that consistency, there's something about that that builds a level of trust, especially when it comes to news, which is, you know, that's a necessity. But it works for business too. And when we think about the media options that we have available to us today, you know, it's not all controlled by big corporations. You know, television, radio still are for sure, but the average person has access now through the internet to all kinds of different platforms, some of which you just talked about in our opening here. So we can take that that news anchor effect, and we can build it for ourselves by appearing on multiple different platforms where we know consumers are already looking, right? There's been this shift of consumers moving into the online space, which has really been catalyzed more recently, right? With the pandemic sort of forcing us into space. And if the consumer can't find you there, well, then you've got a problem. So, as a person in business, whether you're a coach or a consultant or an entrepreneur or even other types of businesses, if you run a restaurant or if you're a plumber, there are opportunities for you to become digital first, so to speak, and build this anchor effect, which amounts to your personal brand and eventually your business brand too, to build that consistency with the audience that is looking for you there. And build that know, like, and trust factor. And, of course, ultimately generate sales for your business, which is why we're all in this, right?
Yeah, that's true. that would be a high goal for sure. Otherwise, you know, be a nonprofit.
no business wants that.
Maybe on the side, but certainly. you know, I agree with everything that you are sharing. And as you mentioned, because of our backgrounds and then also the work, you know, that we've done together, we really grasp at a deeper level and a higher vantage point how important it is to show up, as you said, with the consistency, but have that broadcasting and anchor effect that does make the audience more comfortable in terms of building that know, like, and trust, because, as you mentioned, it's like having another family member or friend when you see someone consistently showing up and dispensing, you know, their wisdom and their gifts. So, you know, it's really important, as you mentioned, both for the personal and the professional branding. Now, you brought up the digital first business era, and, of course, I want you to share a little bit about that, because your publication also talks about the thriving aspects, you know, of the digital space. But I think it would be great just to share, because you're the creator of the Digital First Business Era, you share a little bit about exactly what that entails.
Yeah, so Digital First, what that really means is your business, whatever it is, whatever industry you're in, you're shifting your business model so that it focuses first on communicating with your audience in the places where they're looking, which we know is,
mm-hmm.
is probably Google in many cases as a first
yes.
stop.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't matter, as I say, if you're a plumber or a restaurant owner or a carpenter or whatever you do, you keep doing those things, of course, because that's what eventually generates the sale for you,
yes.
but you have to get found first. So we have to be thinking about in terms of digital first, where do I need to be in the digital space
yes.
so that my ideal client or customer can find me there?
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't about, you know, as much as it's about communicating, it's not about becoming a news anchor or
right.
being able to become or an actor or, you know, this
mm-hmm.
isn't television or a Hollywood style production.
Not the entertainment aspect. It's just metaphorically, you know, speaking that it's good to be able to leverage that that same concept and make it work in a way for your brand and business, but not ultimately, like you said, being a literal newscaster, a broadcaster,
yeah.
so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. Or,
yeah.
you know, in some cases, maybe it might be. There are a rare few.
Yeah.
You know, if we think about the best example I can give is, you know, pick your favorite celebrity chef.
Yeah,
most
right.
of them run restaurants, and many of them started out running restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
But where things really started to blow up for them was when they got that cooking show on the Food Network or whatever
right.
it might be.
Right.
And so they have the marketing power of those big corporate television channels.
Yeah.
But and you know, the average person can't just go and get that easily. It's not easy to come by. But
right.
we do have access to all of these online platforms where we can
That's
build
right.
something in the same kinds of ways. So
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
this is sort of generating your star power a little bit.
Absolutely.
Right?
You are
leveraging that.
Right.
And,
mm-hmm.
And yes, you're still running the restaurant. Sure. I mean,
that's right.
But the point is to get to so people can find you in that online space, and they think, oh, you know, this person's got a great presence. They have a good personal
mm-hmm.
brand. The stuff they're showing me about, you know, the food they cook there or whatever it might be.
Right.
I think I might go try out that restaurant.
Yeah. If I'm ever in that area, or if this is their online, if they've got cookbooks and recipe courses or different things, then there's the opportunity to be able to participate in, you know, that experience. And that is the power of the digital space, and certainly why, you're right, it has to be digital first, no matter what the industry or what type of business it is, because this is not just the new future, this is the now. It has been for quite some time, but as more people are waking up and understanding that this is an optional and this is kind of an eternal continuum, because it's just going to keep advancing and advancing, and then people know, well, I've got to get my digital real estate plan going. I had set myself up here. Let's shift gears real quick, because, and thank you so much for being able to set that up with talking about the details in a sense of the digital first business era. But in your publication, you talk about ways not to diminish in the digital world. So I know this is a short segment here, but we'd love to hear you share at least one way that brands and businesses can avoid the diminishing aspect in the digital space.
Yeah. And, you know, I talk about digital Darwinism. You know, this idea that as we transform in the business climate to the digital first business era,
mm-hmm.
There are some businesses that are going to be slow to change or change resistant, and they just won't
mm-hmm.
bother to try to adapt at all. And
right.
and we're seeing that unfold now, unfortunately, because it is a struggle out there during pandemic times. So
yeah,
a lot
right.
of businesses that just they're not going to make it, frankly.
No.
And it's really too bad, because there are ways to adapt and move forward.
Absolutely.
And
it has been the era of adapt or die, and most are choosing to just go down with their Titanic, so to speak.
Well, I think there's a lot of hope that the old ways might come back when things are safe again.
Well, good luck.
Right. But, our habits have changed, right? This has been going on long enough that our habits have changed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we might bring back some things that we used to do, but it's never going to be exactly the same. So
no,
really, we have no choice
right.
but to make some adaptations. So I think
Absolutely.
The biggest thing is to be open to change.
Yes.
Because so many organizations, especially larger ones, and I get it, if you're a big bureaucratic organization, you
mm-hmm.
don't turn a ship around in a day. But we have to find ways to be open to new models.
That's right.
And if we can do that, if we can have a little bit of vision, and just by observing what's going on around us and who's being successful and actually preparing themselves to be future-proofed, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
You know, it should be something that you can incorporate into your own planning. And the
I
tools
see.
Are there. Right. A lot of the tools are there. A lot of them are even free. Right.
Exactly. Right.
It's
right.
Not an expensive endeavor necessarily.
No.
We just have to wrap our heads around how it could work. And it's easy. You know, the resources are available to learn how to do this. So.
Absolutely. It costs you your time maybe to do the skilling up, but it's well worth it. You know, of course, this subject here, I mean, we can just keep unpacking it on so many different levels. And as you say, that you and I can talk so much to the point that, you know, not that we get in trouble, but we certainly can carry on and carry on. I would love, though, for you to share with the audience where they can secure a copy of the Business Broadcast Advantage, because they really need to get a hold of this this resource, because it's certainly going to not only help them better understand in terms of the anchor and broadcasting effects of the business, but when you can have the tips before you that teach you how to, as you talk about thriving and not just surviving, how to get out ahead or be able to quickly turn some things around, start making some changes. So I think it's important that others pick up that resource. So you can let us know where they can get that.
Yeah, there's some good tips in there for sure. And
mm-hmm.
it really is a planning guide. And, of course, your contribution is,
yes.
is extremely valuable to that book
Thank
as well.
You.
And so I believe they're on both of our Amazon author pages. Either way, on Amazon, you can find it, even just Google it, and it should pop up for you. Or I know there's access to it through my website at robertdepford.com.
Yes. And I was going to have you to share that, to share your website. And also there'll be links to the publication, and also information about Rob in the show description, for sure. Of course, as I said, you and I can talk for days about all things media and the digital space and branding and business innovation, for sure. So happy to have you as one of our expertpreneurs here on this platform, and certainly looking forward to you sharing more, not just on this topic, but a few others, because they're all going to tie in as it relates to the digital space. So before we wrap up, would you provide some words of empowerment or a call to action for the listeners, please?
Well, I think the theme here in terms of the branding advantage, the branding anchor advantage, really is consistency. So, you know, if you're going to get started doing something, whether it's you're going to write a blog or put a video up on YouTube or, you know, whatever it is, starting to build that digital presence,
mm-hmm.
Plan to do it on a regular basis. If it's once a week or once a month, it doesn't matter, you know, really, as long as it's consistent.
Yeah.
And your audience over time will begin to expect you to show up in that same place, right? Same time,
That's
same
right.
channel, whatever it may be.
That's right.
And that's, it's not an overnight thing, but you got to start somewhere. And so plan for that consistency, and that will help you be successful as you go into the future.
Oh, absolutely. And as he mentioned, his publication is an action planner. So that gives you an opportunity to learn some good tips, as he mentioned, and start planning your success. You can plan out that consistency for sure. So, Rob, thank you so much for being on the Wow Seat once again today. Of course, I love everything that you shared, and I'm so appreciative of you and your mastery and how you show up to add value to others.
Well, thanks once again for having me on. I always love our conversations. I know we'll have many more.
Oh, but of course. Yes, we will. Thank you again. So thanks so much, listeners, for tuning into the Wow Seat. Wow, Rob certainly provided tremendous value for how to thrive in this new digital-first business era, in addition to leveraging the anchor and broadcasting effect so that you can take your brand and your business to new heights. And as I mentioned previously, we love to have you connect with us on Facebook, and also be sure to visit our Tumblr platform. I am Allie Nicole, Wow She Does It All. If you want to learn more about me, you can visit my press site at www.wowshedoesitall.com. And looking forward to having you join us for the next segment. And as always, be sure to go out and make it a wow day. And, of course, stay blessed.